UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Hey guys, this is not another male enhancement commercial. I'm here to tell you where to get the most delicious wings in Louisville. I'm talking about Wing Zone. I'm talking about 17 amazing flavors delivered right to your door. Wingzone.com. You got it.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
You're listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Always a pleasure when we can welcome people onto the program as not only a guest that we're eager to speak with, but also as a way to offer congratulations. And that's the case with our next guest, Derek Anderson, former UK standout and NBA veteran, inducted into the Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame. The ceremony's coming up in about 4 days, and he joins us right now. Derek, congratulations. What does this mean to you?
It means a lot. Means I've done something right in my life.
You certainly have.
Yeah, so it's been an amazing feeling. Still surreal, but it's just an honor to be in there and forever be remembered for doing something.
You know, there's very few people who win a national championship in college basketball. There's equally few number of people who win an NBA championship, a part of that team. And probably as small as those numbers are, you could make a case that there's probably even fewer who come from a, I don't know what the word would be, a homeless on your own situation from the time you were preteen to then make a success of your life. Do you realize how many different odds you've bucked in your lifetime? It's rather remarkable. Any one of those things would be amazing. Then to have done three of them or four of them, it's kind of off the charts.
Yeah, it is. But I think we all go through life's struggles. No one's been immune to it. I don't look at my situation as a heroic thing. I just look at it as a God-given blessing that I kept doing the right things. And community, school teachers, people like yourself who's reached out and helped other people, I think that's what matters. So just making sure that I do the same things that other people help me out with, it's going to be significant because, again, I don't think I'm immune or better than anyone. I just think that I was given a life and I chose to do the right things and the right things happened to me. So it's just been a complete full run of blessings and working hard, and life's still a struggle in situations, but again, having something left behind, it means a lot.
Doss High School's own Derek Anderson with us here, going into the Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame in 4 days. The ceremony is. It's quite a class. Speaking of quite a class, was part of a team in 1996 that won the championship, of course, for Kentucky. Nine of those guys wound up being NBA players, but it was a different way to be NBA players. I mean, Cal frequently has multiple NBA players, but usually they're guys very young in their career. You had guys that, you know, were advanced to the point where they could step into the NBA and be kind of impact players when they left. How different is the landscape, not the sheer numbers of NBA players, but the development of the players because of the way the college game is right now?
Well, it's huge. You start with the AAU coaches, you start with the parents, you start with the programs, you can start from anywhere you want to, but they don't care about development. So the NBA doesn't care. They just say, hey, let's try to get the one with the most potential. Colleges are getting guys knowing they're one and done and not developing. Players aren't taking the time. Parents aren't telling the kids to stay in, get your education. None of that's a process anymore. It's like, let's see who can get to the NBA first and get the most money the quickest, and let's see what happens after that. It's sad to see when you're a basketball guy and you know what life is after you retire. Like, no one, you know how your parents tell you, don't do this, and then when you get older, you remember saying, man, I should have listened. You know, it's one of those situations where it's like, man, I wish we could help these young kids out. You know, some of the parents, you know, they don't see that. Shaq had a post the other day where his dad said, you know, you was broke for 18 years. You being broke for another couple ain't gonna bother you. You know, and he meant that. He's like, well, like, you've been broke for 18 years. Like, now all of a sudden you're gonna really rush for another two or three. Like, just stay in, get close to your degree, and that matters. But a lot of parents don't see it that way. They're forcing their kids to get to the AAU rankings, and hey, he can go to the NBA. And he's not even projected. Then he doesn't make it. Now the parents are like blaming the agents, blaming college coaches. They're blaming everybody except them.
If you had,
I think it's a full spectrum.
You know, you absolutely hit it on the head. I mean, when he wasn't so great, the interest wasn't so great. I mean, you go back to, like, our good friend Mike Pratt's days. He didn't have people in his family pressing him to go play in the NBA. They just hoped he would get a job someday. But now the money's so great. So if you had a magic wand and you could wave it, how would you make the system better for as many people as possible? Players, coaches, fans, schools, what would you do?
Well, I think accountability is where it starts. But I think the first thing you do is, if you go to college, you ought to get funds saved for you when you get out of college. So if you put money in escrow, and after 4 years, if you went to school for 2 or 3 years and you made money, say if you just had $25,000 after that, $25,000, you know, each year, that's $50,000 if you stay for 2 years. If you get out of college for 4 years and you don't make it to NBA, you got $100,000. That's a great starting point.
Yep.
And you think about that. That is a great – you bring millions into the program. For basketball, and then people say, what about Title IX? It's like, listen, we're talking about the schools that generate money, who have significant money to give. And I think that's where you start with. My magic wand would be leaving kids in school for at least two to three years, developing mentally, physically. You got guys right now with millions of dollars, 19, and can't even get in the club. But you want to tell me that makes sense? It doesn't make sense. And they say, we can go to the military at this age. Well, this is not that. Like, let's quit making excuses for these kids. These kids, if I was 6 feet at eighth grade, that don't mean I should be driving a car. I wasn't mentally ready for that. I wasn't paying attention, like, certain things. But I think the money is so great that the parenting, the schools, everybody's just starting to look at the money instead of the social aspects of it. They're not looking at financial literacy, people skills, common courtesy. All they care about is money, and that's why our communities are going in a different direction at this point.
That's well said. Derek Anderson with us here. And, you know, you hit it on the head, though. The bottom line is there is so much money, and you wonder if they could just make some sort of concession to the fact that they're generating all this money. I mean, I agree with you. Not correcting you, but the listeners in general don't understand what Title IX is. Title IX doesn't mean if you pay a basketball player, you got to pay a woman athlete. Never said that. It doesn't say that. It says the scholarship opportunities have to be equal, and they are.
Right.
But if you got a program that's bringing in $20 million a year, it's very hard for me to justify how you say, well, we can't afford to pay them anything. And it's right? I mean, what business in America runs like that? So in your scenario, you'd have a motivation to do it. Take that money, put it in trust until they, you know, for each year they're in school. And then when they get out, at the very least, you can say, hey, I'd like to have gotten out of school with $100,000 in the bank. I think that'd be a heck of a lot better for a lot of kids.
You're in the green.
Right, exactly.
You got an opportunity to start. So if you couldn't find a job for a year or two, you're not struggling. You're not taking odd jobs. Like, you know, certain guys are not going to make it to NBA. I tore both ACLs up in college. What if I would have never got drafted? What would I have done in my life?
That's true.
Like, I would have had to finish. Like, there's things you have to do in your life. You have to find another career.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been great. And say if I do go to NBA, now I got $100,000. I can put it in a trust when I'm done NBA playing. Now that money's generating more money. Like, I'm actually helping make money off of who I am as a player. My likeness needs to be used. So it's an easy fix. But, you know, it's like the government is like, they don't have to take like 40% of my taxes when you get paid millions, but they're going to take it. They don't care nothing about you. It's like, they don't like pay. I tell people, well, since you're taking so much, pay school teachers more money. They looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, well, there goes that scenario. Like,
you're taking my money. Can I have a little say in where it goes? No. Just give me the money and step aside.
It's the same way the NCAA. I love what they're giving people opportunity, but if we just had common sense in that, not greedy sense, I think it'd make a difference in a lot of generation.
A lot of
kids wouldn't mind staying in school and not taking a gamble. You're not even projected to go in the NBA, and you still leave, and you're talking about I'm going to the NBA. You're not even. They don't even know you. So why would you try to go to the NBA?
That's
they don't know you. Like, it's
you hit it on the head, though. I mean, so many things you said and are so common sense. Like, when you're young, and everybody thinks they're bulletproof when they're young. Now, especially, you get all this money up front. You don't realize, A, it's not going to go last forever, and B, there's a lot of people that would be more than happy to separate you from that money, and I'm amazed how many of these guys have made $10, $15, $20, $25 million, and by the time they're 30, they're like close to broke. joke. And nobody out there is advising them about anything of value there. You should be doing that.
Well, here's the thing. Who taught us growing up? Like, I didn't have any parents. Who taught me? Did the school system tell me about taxes?
Well, how did you learn it? How did you get such a level head about things?
Life experiences.
Yeah.
You have to go through life. And how many other normal people have gone broke?
That's true.
With less. Like, people think about athletes, how'd you lose all your money? Well, same way the person who made $100,000 a year lost all their money. They didn't know what they were doing. That's life experiences. Everybody looks at athletes and say, well, how'd you lose so much money? And then you ask a normal person, how'd you lose money? It's the same answer. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, the answer is still the same. Doesn't matter how much you make, but there's no financial literacy in real life. And that's what I brought in my program, my foundation. I'm teaching real life skills. Like, no one taught me taxes and no one taught me about savings and, yep, and things of this nature. Don't, like, I was investing in things that had no upside, but they said it was new. So I lost money.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you're
right.
Trying to figure out what's good, you know what I mean? But who's to say that you're going to be perfect in that? Nobody is. But what happens is they see us as impenetrable about we shouldn't lose money when normal people, billionaires lost money, companies have lost money. But because we're an athlete, we get it so fast, they think we're supposed to figure it out fast, and that's not the case.
That's a good point.
And most guys love the game of basketball, so why would we really significantly care about that if we're playing a game of basketball? And then you say, well, it's time to grow up. Yeah, but I'm 20.
No, that's true. No,
what did you do? How different are you when you were 20 and you're 40?
Yeah.
How different are you when you're 40 when you're 50? Like, yeah, there's a part of life that's experience, and I think we don't get enough of that in life. And school systems and programs, and now they're trying to do it. It's like, hey, save your money, but you're not telling me how.
Exactly.
You're just telling me to do it.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I don't want it to come across like we're angry at these guys. I feel bad for them that nobody is teaching them. How are you supposed to know something you weren't taught? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But
what a sad, because it's a system-run situation where everybody's just comparing about the money. Like we talked about parents, they mean well, but they're just worried about the money. Like, why are you looking at so many coaches? Like, somebody got mad at me, and I said, look at so many of these coaches on the bench, and no disrespect to some of them who's worked hard, but there's a coach on the team right now who never played basketball. He played baseball and something else. He's trying to teach a guard how to come off a pick and roll.
Yeah.
How? He's never done it.
That's a good point.
Like, you just want me to look at YouTube and say, yeah, you can figure it out. It's different. Like, there's some players, like if you was to ask Rajon Rondo to coach as opposed to a guy who never played, who would you pick?
Well, now, wait a second. I was not a very good player, but I thought I was a pretty good teacher. I'm being selfish here now. Not everybody who's a good player is a good teacher.
Okay, so if I was a first-year student as a doctor and you had another doctor who was there for 20 years, you'd be okay with me doing your surgery?
Well, it depends. Maybe the 20-year-old doctor is an old drunk guy or something. I don't know.
Okay. You know, you tell me, give me that veteran guy as opposed to this new guy.
That's true.
Guy got to learn somebody else.
No, you're
it's
right.
It's common sense.
It has
nothing to do with personal. It has nothing to do with choosing someone over someone. It's just preference of making sense.
No, you're
and
right.
And for me is, if I want someone who in a position to empower me, I want to go with someone who can help me. That's all that is. That's a common sense value thing.
I agree with you. Tell me a little about your foundation.
It's about building life skills. It's teaching kids how to come with common courtesy, people skills. Every habit that you have as a young person, you develop it as you get older. So if you got a bad habit here, when you get older, that stays with you. I don't care how much money you get. It's just bigger. If you have a good attitude, like I was taught to smile and always be respectful, and good things will happen to you. I was saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I would open doors for people. I would do this, this, and that. And I had to learn that, you know what, that's a better way you're going to get things in life. And some of these kids now don't have common courtesy. How many kids you can walk by, open a door for them or a person, and they don't say thank you when they open the door? You want to just snatch them back in, don't you?
that's like, the God's honest truth.
It's a simple thank you, but guess what? They've not been taught or trained that.
Yeah,
so guess what? They pick and choose when they want to use it. Like, if it benefits them, they'll do it. But if it doesn't, they won't. Where in my way we grew up, I don't care who it is, black, white, old, young, you say thank you, period.
Yeah.
If someone does something nice for you, you say thank you. This generation doesn't have that instability, so my foundation is built upon life skills, common courtesy, and like we talked about, financial literacy, how you build a job resume. When you go to a job interview, how are you speaking to people? Are you saying yes, sir, yes, ma'am? You don't have to have the best. If you and I had the same degree, what would separate you from getting that job? That boss has to pick you off if he likes you.
Yep.
Does he trust you?
Yeah.
So me, you and I go in the same position, but if I say yes, sir, and you say yeah, he's going to be like, well, I like this guy because he's a little more mannerable.
That's true.
That's what they pick people on now. That's why so many open jobs. Look how many people's hiring today. Not because they can't work. It's because they don't. People are not respectful.
I agree with that 100%. You know, I had a coach when I was a little kid. I'll never forget, Derek. He used to say at the end of every, like, you know, we'd have a camp session. At the end of the camp, he'd say, just remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Yes, that is so true.
This is good.
You'll be important, but they'll not like you. Nobody will come see you, support you, anything.
That's it. There's good wisdom in that simplicity.
That's lonely and important.
Well, congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction, and best of luck, your foundation. We're getting all sorts of texts from people singing your praises. What a great interview, what a nice guy, what a level-headed guy, what a humble guy.
Thank
so it comes across, and I think I speak for all our listeners when the things you're doing with your foundation are just easy things to support, and I wish you the best. And if there's some way we can help you, let us know. We'd be happy to do it, Derek. Thanks so much.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
All right. Derek Anderson with us here. That was a lot of fun. Very good. Going into the Hall of Fame in 4 days. Congratulations to him, and thanks to everybody for sending us your comments and your texts. We appreciate that about Derek. He's a guy. You know what? He's a guy. He. When you hear him speak, he personifies what he's talking about. They always say, what's the best teacher? What's the cliche? Experience. And so some of those experiences, just because they taught him well, doesn't mean you'd like somebody else to go through them. Hey, this will make you really bright. Why don't we make you homeless? No, nobody's suggesting that. I mean, this is what he came up with. He was living on his own, like from 11 years old. But because of those things, it's one of those things I think parents do. You say, listen, I learned this, as the cliche goes, the hard way. I'm trying to tell you, I want to take it from here, my head, and put it in there so that you don't have to go through it to learn it. And so that's a very, very noble and wonderful thing. And whoever ingrained in him being respectful and courteous and all those things, it served him well. He's put together quite a career. His foundation is very simple. Somebody texts, what's the name of it? It's called the Derek Anderson Foundation. That's their website, DerekAndersonFoundation.com. It's got a bio on him and a bunch of other things. And on the one hand, I'm torn because I understand the world is becoming so technologically advanced. You've got to teach people, you owe it to your students to teach them to function in that world. But there's a part of me that thinks, you know, there are some things that should not be caught up in politics or anything in terms of teaching courtesy and decency. And I mean, I remember that. I mean, I imagine nobody even carries a checkbook anymore. But I remember classes in our school, they would teach kids how to write checks and how to balance a checkbook and, you know, skills that you need to learn to use on a daily basis.
I know the first part. I don't know the second part.
What, balancing a checkbook? I don't imagine anybody balances a checkbook anymore.
I know how to write a check. I do remember that class.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. And I think that they're right. I mean, I he's right. You open a door and a little snotty kid doesn't even acknowledge and say, you want to yank it back by the collar and say, but they don't know. A lot of times they don't know. For every one kid that's surly about it, I mean, there's probably 25 that just are doing it because they don't know. So very cool. Very insightful and inspiration for kids that'll listen, says one of the listeners. I agree. Very nice, nice man. And congratulations on his Hall of Fame induction. By the way, congratulations to our friends at Genesis Diamonds, who are putting together a wonderful opportunity for you yet again to get the best in diamonds and the wonderful selection of name brand jewelry they have at unbelievable savings. It's going on now only until August 25th. What they're doing is they take their already guaranteed best price, it's already the best price out there on GIA certified diamonds. They guarantee it's the best price. And they're taking 20% off of that. That is really getting it at an incredible, incredible value. Your chance to buy a GIA certified diamond the same way jewelry store owners buy theirs. All shapes, rounds, ovals, cushion cuts, pear shape, princess cuts, even fancy yellow diamonds. From half carat to 10 carats, all 20% off their already lowest prices on the market. Don't miss this chance to get access to diamond prices rarely offered to the general public. It started already. It's going on right now and goes through August 25th. Get Genesis's best price on all GIA diamonds minus another 20%. Only at Genesis Diamonds, Shelby Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's, where Louisville gets engaged. Good first hour. Thanks to John Clayton. Thanks to Derek Anderson. And we'll take a short time out, and then we'll come back with a lot more radio to go here on this Thursday edition.
Spoiler alert.
It's Nikki's birthday!
It is my birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. That's not even a real song. I'm just making things up. Somebody wrote me and said the copyright on Happy Birthday is expired. I don't know that that's true.
Oh, we should buy it. We should definitely buy it.
It's in the public domain.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Here we go.
So, I think it may be. I don't know. But in any case, it's Nick's birthday. Happy birthday to the big-headed producer, my wonderful son, a fine producer and a better son. And,
30 for 30.
And what did we do? His last day in his 20s, he wanted to do a kid-like thing.
Played skee ball.
Busted it out at Dave and Buster's.
Heck yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. No question. All right, we'll come back.
I got a duck.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we won some prizes. By the way, you left your 3-foot-long thing of sugar in the car. I'll bring it in for you because I'm going to go get the better. How did you keep those headsets? You didn't give those back to me yesterday?
Oh. Hope that didn't go in the laundry. No, it didn't. No, it's in my hamper. We're good. We're good.
No, the headset you're wearing. Those are the ones I bought you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. These. So what were we talking about? You thought you washed them?
No. The buds.
Oh,
buds.
No.
These I found. I think they're in the 93.9 studio.
People keep taking your damn
Well, I think
headsets.
They think they're public headsets.
They're not. The Nicky Buster's headsets. So the earbuds that I got you, you think you washed them?
No, they're in my pants pocket, in my hamper.
All right. Well,
so I
might want to get
I
those
didn't wash them.
But, all right. We'll take a break.
But spoiler alert.
What's
coming
the spoiler
up next,
alert?
We'll have a sports center from Crane.
Okay.
Chuck Smertz in the news.
Yeah.
We'll talk
Still
about
need
that.
Val.
Yeah, he does. Still looking to buy a Val. And Dan Wetzel of Yahoo will join to talk about the Avenatti EYBL. Story that him, Pat Forty, and Pete Thamel wrote. Also, we have some Pat Forty sound. He was in with Andy Sweeney yesterday.
It's just an embarrassment of riches. Stick around. More to come here, ESPN Radio.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.